Deep out-breath. Sinking down and back into the body with each out-breath. Letting the body fall open with each out-breath. Letting the mind get loose with each out-breath. Letting the heart also fall open with each out-breath. Feeling the world out there mix inside us with each in-breath. Feeling each in-breath make us open us. Give us energy and brightness. And falling apart again on the out-breath. The in-breath softening and opening us. The out-breath helping us to fall apart. Helping us to lose our ideas of our experience and just come back to our experience, to trust our experience. Letting all of the ways that we hold our body together just get untied and loosen. Like one of my Tibetan teachers says that meditation posture is like a bundle of wheat untied. So that images of the body and ideas of the body don't have anywhere to land. Just this flow of experiencing the softness of body. and a longing in the body to soften even more. So letting the breath just massage the body and help it to float. Like a beautiful sea plant, just gently moving in the waves. Opening and letting go. Breathing in and being breathed out. Letting the back open and let go with the breath. Letting the breath breathe the back. Letting the breath breathe the neck and throat. Letting go of all of the unnecessary constructions about who we are, or what we're doing, or where we come from. How much we know, what we look like, etc. And the in-breath opening and softening us again even more. Letting the breath breathe the legs. So the legs also float, the legs also let go, the legs also find themselves being opened and softened. The feet. The feet also included in this whole breath. This grounding and sinking down and spreading and getting light and floating breath. Including also the arms and hands. The arms and hands being breathed out so that letting go can happen, and being breathed in, receiving, opening, softening. Life. the whole breath, including the shoulders. Releasing, getting opened. Finding home. And the head also, the whole head, just dropping down into this wide breath. This vast breath. Ideas and images just falling out with the out-breath. No problem. Receiving on the in-breath, opening and softening with that sense of aliveness without limit. Aliveness containing aliveness. Our own sense of being just floating in vast aliveness. Our sense of our skin, just another thing happening in this space, not the end of who we are. Allowing the skin also to let go and receive softening, lose its definition. Just be one more thing happening, not a limit. And this whole breath, as if just winds through the stars in the night sky. So much space. So much aliveness. Just enough as it is. Just enough to float in that night air, sparkling with life. Perhaps feeling the heart or chest area as one of the stars in the sky, radiating. Letting go with the out-breath. Gathering energy in on the in-breath, just sparkling. With its own rhythm. Softening all around the edges of the heart. Feeling the light of the heart melt the metallic core, the fear. The fear of not getting what is needed, the fear of getting what is needed. And just softening and melting and feeling what is needed. What is it that is needed by this heart pulsing in the sky? Just one star among so many. Shedding light. Sometimes this heart may give an answer, may say that joy is needed. Sometimes this star speaks. And we can just tune into that inner pleasure of simply feeling what this heart needs. Softening, being at home, being loved, being clear, at ease, simple, or whatever words may come. Diving into that texture. Gently going over the word like a soft stone in your hand to help remember the texture, that familiar texture of relaxing, of childlike happiness or wonder. The relief of not knowing, the brightness of not being special, If it helps, it's possible just to remember a time that you experienced that joy or clarity or lightness or ease or whatever. And by letting the memory become very vivid, more easily slipping into that water, feeling that texture. Delighting in that texture. How it is just enough just to feel that texture. That relaxing into the back, relief or ease. That surprising opening upon opening upon opening. And just feeding this food to the whole being. Drinking that drink in each cell. And then drinking some more. It's not needed to force feed the areas that may be a little closed. Just leaving snacks outside their door. Letting the smell of that nourishment slowly reawaken the capacity to be nourished, to be alive. finally getting so drunk that we give up all hope of going back to holding it all together. Just giving up all hope of being normal or good. And letting this new kind of happiness slowly take over. Slowly may mean a few years or months or weeks or whatever. And whenever it may happen that we start to overflow, days, weeks, months, or years from now, or maybe just now there's some curiosity about throwing some of this delight in all directions, just for fun. Like a night flower garden. Gently radiating through every pore of the skin, down and up and all around, for no reason. For no reason, just filling not only this skin, but this whole space. Just because it's so good, maybe. If we need a reason. And if we're still wondering what the heart needs, just guessing, what do I wish for just now? Some peace. Some quiet. And just flowing that texture inwardly until you overflow. Even if it's just imagination for now. Touching on something deeper, empowering our deep capacity for life. And if you like, then as the body breathes in, really feeling and delighting in the texture of joy, being at home, etc. Whatever your specific calling is. And on the out-breath, letting that go throughout the being, not stopping at the skin. Letting that texture do what it does best, radiating, expanding, being unlimited. If it helps you, you could also imagine the people in this room being covered in that sparkling texture, being filled with that drink, floating in that. Maybe the cushions and floor, the walls and ceiling also, just sparkling with life. Expanding as you like, the whole building, town, country, planet, or just that person right next to you, whatever feels more real or appropriate. That person's hand or toe. Or maybe really just you for now. What does it feel like to sense another person, a specific person, maybe someone in this room, and to give them a glass of that delight, or to pour a bucket of it on them, or to invite them to that pool, or to let them enjoy that fragrance, to see them also start to float and sparkle. All the cells smiling. And resting back softly into that wide breath in the night sky. always sensing night sky in the background and coming back here whenever you feel like. Coming back to that delight whenever you feel like. Throughout the days, throughout the meditation. And letting the being now just offer some pain that it holds. Some place of fear or shame, loneliness, grief, anxiety, feeling not enough, feeling closed. Feeling hatred, anger, terror. Feeling blank or dull. Not alive. Feeling in or out, important or unimportant. And sometimes it can help to remember a specific moment of that specific pain. It can even be a physical pain. And just in all of this softness and vast space of the wide breath, of the wide life, sensing the texture of that pain as it is. So perhaps remembering a time that we felt that anger, that insecurity, that paranoia, or whatever. Preferably not to use the most difficult pain of your whole life, but something that is vivid enough to feel clearly. Something that your being invites attention to, that the being offers to you to feel. Another stone in the other hand. Just feeling it. Is it sharp? Is it heavy? Is it electric? Does it burn? Does it freeze? Does it have light or is it dark? Does it have a movement? Is it possible just for a few moments to come inside that stone, that feeling, that texture? and just to feel that cold or that burning. With all of our sensitivity, as if it may be, possibly, somehow, somewhere, a gift. As if there may be something of value. In even this experience. Letting go of what we know about this experience, what we've thought about it, and letting go of the memory and images as much as possible now, and really sensing as it is another form of life. Just another form that life takes sometimes. Feeling as we feel our resistance to feeling. And really honestly including that resistance as part of the pain. Continually relaxing as much as possible. To let go of our ideas about and our past associations with. And just entering into this stone, into this texture. Feeling its blackness, if it's black. Its whiteness, if it's white. Feeling that it is. Feeling in this vast space, maybe there's enough room. And as life breathes in through us, feeling how life welcomes this sensation and texture as it is, deeply inside, deeply inside vast space. All of our resistance and fighting against it is also welcome. So welcome. Just because it is, feeling how life invites through us, as life breathes through us. Finally, nothing fighting against it. Finally, softness. Finally admitting it is. It just is. No story. Just this particular form of life, welcomed by life through us, riding the in-breath right into the heart of space. What a relief. My problem is not my problem. Belongs to life. Belonging to life, it's just painful, not a problem. It's just hot. It's just tight. It's just a weight. And the resistance to feeling it is also just tight. Just burning. Very simply heavy. And what happens when heaviness falls into softness at last? When heat allows itself to be carried on the in-breath, our own in-breath, into the space that allows everything. As it is. Just because it is. No problem. Therefore, nothing to fix. Nothing that we even need to transform into something else. And from this quietness of our shared pain, just being allowed, having more space, relaxing into softness, no longer being a problem. From that quietness on the in-breath, returning with the out-breath to that delight that made us so drunk we were willing to breathe in the difficult. So on the out-breath, feeling the delight And again, feeling flushing and overflowing, running like a river with that delight, letting it go on, letting it go as it will. Breathing in, and this hot, heavy, difficult is invited by the in-breath to space, to softness, to just be. Breathing out, feeling the source of that delight flowing through you. Needing you to flow through, to fill and overflow. To fill not only your body, but all of you. All of you included. And as we're being breathed in, as that pain is allowed and even welcomed by life, we could start to question how many of us are included in this pain. Who hasn't felt the heat of knowing too much? The heaviness of insecurity or loneliness or sadness, shame, embarrassment, etc. So as the in-breath pulls that texture into the heart of night sky, naturally, there's like an extra fresh breeze, because it's not just about what's inside this skin. It goes beyond who I think I am. In some mysterious way, it joins us. It shows us our face in all the other faces. And as the out-breath lets go through us, that goodness that our cells and our being recognize, is it ours alone? What is it made of? Whom does it belong to? Where is it going? Where does it come from? Staying with the specific pain and the specific flavor of delight, and knowing it can take days or weeks to find a rhythm with this practice. Using, if you wish, more than one breath to start with, and calling that in-breath. And using an equal number of breaths, and just for now calling that the out-breath, if it feels too hurried to you. Life reaching through us and breathing in. Breathing in that which so much needs tenderness and space just to be. In that space and tenderness, feeling life's respect for this particular shape of energy. And feeling how many legs, arms, and hands are connected in that texture. And as life breathes out and lets go through us, feeling the barriers falling apart, the protection falling down, the images of who we think we should be dissolving, and just that delight flowing through, letting it go everywhere. Letting life reach through us and let go and receive and soften through us in specific moments where there's a difficulty or a delight, a deep delight. Whether that pain or that depth is happening inside our skin or outside of this skin. Letting life breathe out and in through us. Letting life go through us. Letting ourselves go with life. Receiving and softening and being opened by life. May all beings be free. May all beings be free. May all beings, including ourselves, be free.